Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Love Live, Ruach, Remnant Reality Radio. I am Shalayak Scribe, and you are listening to Praise, Pray, Decree, and Declare for a first Yom 4/24/2022. We are going to ask Yanni if she would be willing to come forward and pray in the line, pray clear the line. Hallelujah. If she could do that, that would be fantastic. Yami, are you still there?
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Can.
Okay, so I do come together with my brothers and sisters this morning to just acknowledge that, Yah, you are our...
I thought the dance hit record before we...
Somebody needs to mute their phone.
Oh, okay. I stopped because I didn't know somebody was saying something.
Yeah, just keep going. Yeah.
Okay. So, Father, thank you that we are here this morning. You've given us life and breath, and you are the one that keeps us healthy because you heal all our diseases. And we only have them from the devil, not you. So we agree with you for our health, for our wealth, for our place in your kingdom. And reveal to us what you have for us just for today. Because you told us we get to renew our relationship with you every morning. So we so do that this morning, and we look to the author and the finisher of everything about us. That's you, Yah, and we acknowledge you. Let us acknowledge you in all our ways, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy to be praised. You are the perfect lamb sacrifice, so that we can experience infinite examples of your love towards us. And as we learn about you and who you are, we can become more and more like you, just like you planned it to be from the beginning. And Satan interfered, yet you made a way through the giving of your son who willingly shed his life so that we could be what you created us to be in right relationship with you. Walk through this earth with you. And with all the tools you gave us, like your word and your ruach and the blinders lifted off our eyes, all this is a gift from you. So let us not put one foot in yesterday and one in tomorrow because we could miss today. Let us not miss today, but let us walk with you and see your goodness in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yanni. I figured a little bit of shofar this morning to get our attention, to wake us up, to get us thinking along the right paths would be a good idea. So I went ahead and struck up the shofar. So praise Yah. We are going to have Marissa come forward, if she would, if she'd be willing to, with her Ephesians 6 reading. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Here she is.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Today is a glorious day in Yeshua. So every day is important, as many years ago.
All right, sorry about that interruption. Had a call come in.
Okay. So yeah, Iraq had given us an assignment many years ago when he used to do that. How, which is house of worship, and I, over time, I didn't always remember to do it, and I think it's important to remember that it's the essential part of our day, that it's necessary. So I'm also doing the Ephesians 6 every day as I read it, so it's an important reminder as I walk with the Messiah. So hallelujah, and we thank you, Yahweh, for your armor. So I'm just going to start here at the beginning of chapter 6, which is 1502 in the HRB book. Children, obey your parents in Yahweh, for this is life. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but nurture them in the discipline and teaching of our master. Slaves, obey your masters according to flesh, with reverence and trembling, and singleness of your heart as to Messiah. Not with eye service as hypocrites, but as slaves of Messiah, doing the will of our master from the heart, serving as slaves with goodwill to our master, and not as to men, each one knowing that whatever good thing he does, this he shall receive from the master, whether he is a slave or a free man. And masters, do the same things toward them, forgiving their faults, knowing that the master of you and of them is in heaven, and there is no respecter of persons with him. For the rest, my brothers, be made powerful in our master and in the might of his strength. Put on all the armor of Yahweh, excuse me, for you will be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For our conflict is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and with those in authority and with the possessors of this dark world and with the evil spirits that are beneath heaven. Because of this, take up all of the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to resist the evil one. And being prepared, you shall prevail. Then stand firm, having girded your loins about with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Defend your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. Above all, taking up the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And put on the helmet of salvation, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. Do all prayer and petition, praying at all times in the Spirit, or in the Ruach, and watching to the same thing with all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Pray also for me, that to me may be given speech in the opening of my mouth with boldness, to make known the mystery of the good news, for which I am an ambassador in a chain, that in it I may speak boldly as it is right for me to speak. But that you also may know the things about me, what I am doing, Tychus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in our master, will make known all things to you, whom I sent to you for the same thing, that you might know the things about us, and he may comfort your heart. Peace to the brothers and love with faith from Yahweh, the Father and the Master, Yeshua Messiah. Grace be with all those that love our Master, Yeshua Messiah, without corruption. Amen. I just want to add that I just pray that Yahweh speaks to our hearts today, as I was reading about it, that it's about the heart. I just pray that over us. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. Yami, if you are ready, we are going to come back to you for your teaching on prayer, if you're available. And after that, we're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves, and we will see where the Ruach takes us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yami, are you there?
I'm off mute.
Praise you.
Mute's not very interested in anything I have to say. So I think I'd rather talk with y'all.
Yeah, it's kind of like talking to a deaf ear, but.
Yes. Hallelujah. Well, I am putting on my glasses, and I'm at a friend's house. I was invited to babysit an animal called cats this weekend, and I think that my Bible is in my car, but it would take me, I have to walk a long way to get to my car. So I am just going to let this be a day of looking at the kind of prayers that avail much, and that is the kind of prayers that we do pray that we know are His will. He didn't leave us clueless. And as the children of Israel are starting their journey through 40 years, their first year of the week of the 40 years that they wandered in not a great big area, not the mileage around that covers the wilderness, it is not very many miles compared to 40 years. They should have been making their journey much faster. Why didn't they? It's because they failed to take heed. They may have heard with their ear what Yah was saying to them, what Yahweh had to say, but they had issues in their flesh. They forgot to remember, and they wanted the comfort that they thought were given to them when they were in slavery. They'd rather go back to the slavery than to have to give up those things they learned that were not pleasing to Yah. And isn't that interesting? Because when I look at me, most of you know me, and I would say it's obvious because I'm chunky, that food is something I like. And this idea of fasting never did appeal to me. But He said that He wanted us to fast. He tells us. So He provided food and water for the Israelites as they entered the barren desert. He did whatever it took to get food to them. He had manna rain on the ground or appear on the ground every morning, and every time they needed water and they found boiled water, He made a way for them to get water, even to the point of having Moses tap on a rock and water poured out. This is just amazing and so evident. We were, those in the wilderness, will continue to be taken care of, yet they whine and complain. And I'm not real happy to go on fast, but that's something I want to tweak. I want to accept that he told me I can cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the majesty of Yah, and I can bring into captivity my thoughts unto the obedience of Yah. So that tells me that I can speak to my appetite, and I can say, be still, you are taken care of, you will not die. Because I have diabetes, one of the things that devil would throw to me is, oh, if you don't eat, you're going to go into coma and die. And that's a lie, because when I'm obeying Yah, I'm surely going to die to the lies and come awake to Yah's way of living. There's a scripture that tells us we can be led by our stomach, and that my stomach is not Yah. And so I rebuke that tempter, that appetite. And I choose to practice laying aside the things that my body would crave. Like if I'm not going to fast, if I'm not in the process of fasting food, I can fast watching television because it gets in my way. I can lay aside time where I pull closer in the root talk and learn and grow more. How can we give to a dying world what Yah has for them if we haven't experienced it and don't receive it, his instructions on how we are to live? So hallelujah. This morning I just agree with Yah that if I just listen, I may not be a doer of the word. So I agree to listen. And I pray that everyone on this line listens, and that we take it the full course, and we are doers of what we hear. Therefore, just for today, we can walk with our Yah, and we can see the great exploits he has for us. So thank you, Father, for making everything possible, bringing to us the tools we need to walk with you. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. We're going to take a music break here. This is Rebecca St. James, Kingdom Come.
Thank you. humble hearts when kneeling down. No other name, no other way. Oh, hear us as we pray. Right here.
That was Kingdom Come by Rebecca St. James. We are going to open it up for introductions now. Real quick, a couple things you're thankful for. State your name if you want to. And then we'll call on Kurt and see what's going on with him and what the record is pressed on his heart this morning. If he's with us. Kurt, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Scribe.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Achi. Boker Tov.
Brokata. Yes, I am Kurt William Roscoff here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I feel greatly placed in the position I'm in and very pleased to be with the congregation today, the individuals today, Scribe, Marissa, Yami, that we're all here today supporting and loving upon each other, and that we have this format and this connection, the connection made possible by Yah and exemplified in what we do through Yeshua and powered through the Ruach HaKodesh. And so I give great thanks to each of you for being here right now at the moment. I celebrate, this event, Love Live, and that this is here for us, and here for us to hear each other. And, you know, where that way of communication is possible, that we can talk to each other verbally, and, you know, that we are cognizant of our brothers and sisters who are deaf or hard of hearing, and the great thing of freeconferencecall.com that we can chat and, you know, actually have a visual component if somebody, you know, is benefiting from that. And in however we do this, that we do come together, we do congregate, and we do celebrate the position that Yahweh can be in our lives as we wake up, as we go through the day and serve, and as we wrap up the day, and as we rest, and as we get our sleep, and that we open up our hearts. And Yami has talked many times about, you know, oracles, and, you know, how we can open ourselves up or we can be closed, and that we reflect upon that and pray upon that. That for me, I feel that is something to work on, to make sure that as I am not here every day, to make sure that if I'm not here, that in some way I am celebrating Yahweh and praying and praising and decreeing, declaring, you know, whether through this, you know, electronic connection or, you know, through this format, and that I do work on getting here more often than I have been. And so it is what I work on, and I'm so grateful to have the basics in life, food, shelter, clothing, And as I explore my days, I'm very aware of the fact that, you know, we have the opportunity to save lives because, you know, listening can be the difference between a life lost and a life saved. We are working with a veteran who, you know, shares with us his story about how he was in that position where perhaps his life was on the cusp of being lost, but he celebrates that the Ruach HaKodesh was there, that he did have that connection with Yahweh, and Yahweh made it possible that we are still talking to him today, and we did not lose him before I could meet him. And so this is what we can do for each other in one way, whether it's on the cusp of life lost or not. We can look at, to what level are we living? Are we living life to the fullest? And that we do that for and with each other. And we give and receive, and we are equally yoked in the work that we do. So all in all, we have great opportunity every day. And, you know, in our ministry, we can think about how much are we of service to others and how much are we doing His great will. And as we provide ourselves and make ourselves available to each other and others, that there is nobody around that is not worth our time. So 7.8 billion people have been born into this world to give us this moment at this second as we are talking together. 7.8 billion people are around. And that we can celebrate that everybody is taken care of as much as we need to be concerned with, because He has this taken care of. And we lift it up and we leave it to Him, but yet we are in this with Him. And we are listening and we are intuitive and we are ever so on the edge of our seats for what the Ruach HaKodesh is connecting for us right here and now. And that we reach to the sacred scripture. And we celebrate the scripture we read already in this program. And that we think about, what is it changing for us? Is it making a difference for us at the moment? And I say, yes, it is. I celebrate and acknowledge that we are doing this to steer ourselves in the right direction. And He, Yahweh, is making that direction. So thank you, Yahweh, for being here right here and now and forever into the future. That I have no worries about doing the right thing at the right time with the right people, because You are guiding me all the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Kurt. That is a good word. We are going to reach out and see if Stevens Point would like to introduce herself this morning. Welcome, Stevens Point. Doesn't have to be long, but if not, you completely understand.
That's Emily. Come on, Emily. Come forward. You can do it.
Good
say
morning,
hello.
Emily.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Doing fantastic. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am Kurt's Kurt's executive assistant. I am in Madison, Wisconsin. Kurt and I have been working together for the last 2.5 years. On the veteran and disability communities, along with all of our, now we're up to 22 podcasts, and we would love each and every one of you to be on one or more of them. They're all on different topics, each topic being their own show, separate show. That's what I have to say at the moment.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you for that. Appreciate it, Emily. And yeah, you are absolutely right. Some of us do need to get on more of the, keep more of the shows and show up, you know, more of a united front. I do understand the issue as a vet. I know there's need, and yeah, I'm just, I don't know why I'm dragging my feet. I don't have a good reason. But it is absolutely essential that that we do make more of those podcasts just to continue the whole networking, you know, situation. So we're going to jump to a music break right now, and then we will come back and I'll get into my my morning teaching. Hallelujah. That's going to be in Proverbs 2, the first 5 verses. So, hallelujah. This is Rattle. morning and evening. Now, I'm going to do something here real quick that I believe we all as believers and those that want to be obedient to Yahweh actually need to hear. We need to keep close. We need to understand that there's so much more to it than what we may have endeavored to believe simply because we get this idea that if we go to church on Sunday, that that's enough, that that's a deep enough relationship. We totally overlook the concept of the fact that we are warriors of a sort. So we don't apply that to a relationship that demands it, not only for ourselves, but for our brothers and sisters. So for the next 6 minutes and 14 seconds, this is by Eric Luddy. It is the ancient war cry, Rakazaka Mats. Here we go.
Turn this world on its head. Most one empire. On the other side of that door, group 31. This is where we are at in terms of Jesus Christ. Yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. No matter what happens to our body, we obey God's will. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua was the same thing for Jesus. He testified for Jesus. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who is coming to bring us into the eternity map. Strong for us to distinguish about the mind for inheritance of the land which I see more than fathers to it. Have I not commanded this? He spoke with his courage, brought the sword. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Walk through slaughter, Israel. Walk through slaughter, men and women, God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the law of battle. You kiss the spirit of Jesus, and you show love to this world. To anyone who would spit in your face, you serve them, you love them in return. Say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Walk the slaughter, Israel.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe it's necessary that we understand that we need to do things a little bit differently. We take things a little bit more personally and apply them a little bit more personally as far as our personal development goes, as far as believers, because it's not, we're not having the impact on the world that Yeshua intended for us to have. I can say that with relative certainty. I know personally, I haven't been, and that's a lack on my part, but if Yahweh has baruchatad me for the efforts I've put in, and I know I have to pick it up. I can't say for certain, but I'm pretty sure it's true probably for most of us. For many of us. It's not an arrogant statement. Please don't take it that way. That is just a realization that there is so much more I can do because I have not seen mountains move yet. So, hallelujah. We're going to jump from there to Proverbs 2 real quick. Again, this is Proverbs 2, the first five verses. Read as such. My son, if you will receive my words and shall protect my commandments with you, so that you attend to wisdom, you shall extend your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lifting up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her, and search for her as hidden treasures, then you shall understand the fear of Yahweh and find knowledge of Elohim. What I believe Chachma or wisdom is trying to communicate here, and I say trying because the communication is perfect. It's not the subject matter that's being communicated that has any errors in it. It's the way we hear it. It's the way we listen to it. It's our pre-established agenda, our preconceived notions about what is found in between the covers of this book that we call the Bible, which is actually named after a Roman goddess. Her name is Biblios. She's the goddess of spells and writings. And I bring that up because it fits in with everything we just read. Simply because if she's the goddess of
of spells and writings than Rome when they took control, when they presumably took control of all things spiritual or religious or whatever you want to call it. Okay, they have helped us for the last 2,000 years violate the commandment that says we are not supposed to take our Elohim's name in vain, or even to allow another El's name to cross our lips. They have entrapped us, supposedly, in our own writings. But that's not, but I think the deeper point is, that should be understood here, is if we don't know these things, shouldn't we be trying to get to know them? Because Proverbs 1, you know, just reading through these five verses again, it says it right there. My son, if you will receive my words and shall protect my commandments with you, so that you attend to wisdom, shall extend your heart to understand it. For if you cry for discernment, lifting up the voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you shall understand the fear of Yahweh and find knowledge of Elohim. If that isn't a longer way of saying, study to show yourself approved, a workman not needing to be ashamed, I don't know what it's saying. I mean, we have to value Abba Yah and his expressions towards us and his expression to us, because he is trying to educate us so we can come back to being more like he is, more righteous, more set apart, more separated from this lost and dying world, so that we can make a positive impact on it. Now, in verse 5, where it says, fear of Elohim, that fear isn't always necessarily a dread because of our fallen condition and the sins we've committed. That fear in the Hebrew can actually be understood as a realization that there is an Elohim whose name is Yahweh, whose son's name is Yeshua, that seeks to return understanding of himself to us, thus opening the door for salvation and future growth so that we can pass his message to other people. So that the sacrifice of Yeshua won't be in vain for that individual life that we're led to speak to next. But none of that is going to happen if a deep burning want isn't created within the hearts and minds of those that are in attendance when Abba Yah speaks. Whether they're not in attendance as it goes, when you're sitting in front of the Word, let's face it, the heaviest thing in the world for most people is the front cover of their Bible. Well, there it is again. The front cover of their sacred scriptures, their sacred writings. It's the heaviest thing in the world for most people. Most people will do anything and everything they can to avoid reading that because of a preconceived, dominating misunderstanding of what's actually in there. The Ahava and the power that is in between the covers of that book are life-changing, but not religious. They're relational. And wisdom, Shachma, the Ruach HaKodesh, is all about relationship. He wants to teach us how to get back into proper alignment with our Creator. And, you know, let me tell you, that proper alignment in anything you do is essential. I'm, you know, this might by some be perceived as a bad example. About 2 years ago, I picked up a 2004 Mercedes-Benz C230. Nice little car. Got a good deal on it. Had to do some work on the car myself. Did a decent job up until the time I got back to, I believe it was someplace in Iowa, but don't quote me. And I stopped and I looked at my front tires. And one of the bolts on the tie rod that I had put, one of the tie rods that I put in had come loose. Didn't fall off, thankfully, but it screwed up the alignment and chewed up a decent set of tires, so much so that they weren't safe to run on anymore. If we aren't regularly checking our alignment with Yahweh through Yeshua, we're not regularly checking that. How can we know that we are actually walking it outright? It's not Abiyah's responsibility to remind us. If he has to remind us, we've probably already strayed too far. And again, I can say that from experience. And if it's true about me, it's probably true about a lot more people, because we aren't seeing the exploits that Yeshua commanded us that we would see throughout the teachings that were written about him, because they were already written about him via his Father in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant. Yes, the Proverbs are in the Old Testament. The Proverbs speak of Yeshua. Doesn't come right out and say, this is going to be the man that's going to be nailed to the cross, or it's going to be impaled for your sins. Doesn't come right out and say it that bluntly. But again, that's where studying to show yourself approved, falling in alignment with Proverbs 1-5, is absolutely necessary. But if the want isn't there to do it, like I said, that light little piece of leather or whatever your sacred writings are covered in, it's going to feel like it weighs 10,000 pounds just to lift that thing up, because you're not interested enough in what is in there to dig deep enough to believe Yahweh thoroughly enough to act on what he said. We don't need new revelation. We just need to have rakazakamats to stand firm on the evidence that's already been provided. Because the evidence to have a strong faith is already provided in the Old Testament, not to mention the prayer that Yeshua spoke over his disciples, over the apostles, in John 17. And that's where it blows me away, where people think that certain parts of the Bible or certain ages in the Bible, certain dispensations have ended. Where Yahweh says it's said repeatedly that the Torah will never end until Shamayim and earth are united again, or heaven and earth are united again, the Torah will always stand. John 17, Yeshua is praying over his disciples And at the end of this, at the end of the chapter, he says, and for all those that are not here, but yet still believe. He's not going to pour out the Ruach HaKodesh at one point in history and then just turn off the switch and deprive the rest of what he expects to happen of receiving that same gift, that same ability, those same, that same authority, the same powers, if you will. You know, you can apply whatever word you want to it. It's a fact. We are still in the apostolic age of the book of Acts. We just have to want to believe that that's the case. And Yeshua wants us to believe it. Otherwise, again, his sacrifice was completely in vain. There's authority to be had that is not wrong or prideful or arrogant to assume that it's fair. It's there because Abba Yah knew that we were going to need something special, something else, something continuous to lead us through this world to have the impact that he wants us to have so that we can be his hands and his feet and his mouth. I know some of you are probably wondering, where does he get all this from 5 verses in Proverbs? Well, here's the thing, okay? The New Testament, as we understand it, as we call it, was written some 90 years plus after Yeshua was impaled or crucified. Yeshua taught from the Old Testament. The Old Testament is a dictionary to the New Testament. If you don't understand the Old, you cannot properly understand or function within the New. It's just that simple. It's kind of like car manufacturers years ago when they would create manuals for cars and proper operation of your vehicle, teaching you how to adjust your valves on your vehicle to keep it running right. Nowadays, car manufacturers include instructions not to drink the contents of the battery. Yeah, kind of a long pause just to let that sink in. Because if all you do is read from the New Testament and you completely and totally ignore the Old, you're sadly positioning yourself to kind of sort of be drinking battery acid. I just say it. You're not going to get the whole story, and you might not survive long enough in that understanding because certain things are going to begin to work against you. Wisdom has got to be an active part of our life. Desire to increase knowledge of who our Elohim is and what he desires from us and for us is essential as well. We are called to be a living sacrifice. Yes, it gets very, very challenging to love somebody when they spit in your face, when they do harm to you. The Rock of Zakamats is not a faithful. This faith is not for the thin skin. It's gonna take some effort. It's gonna, and that's why he gave his knees so we can get down on him, so we can cry out when we need to, because he's gonna be there to answer those prayers. But then he expects us to rise up stronger with even more determination in his righteousness, in his set-apart nature, and continue to display that to a world that, yeah, is supposed to hate us the way it hated his son. Doesn't take it easy, doesn't mean it's right, it's just, it is what it is. The natural world is going to do what the natural world is going to do, because those operating in the natural are going to do everything they can to separate themselves from the covenant commandments or the Ten Commandments written first in Torah as directives as to how to maintain a right relationship with Yahweh and with our neighbors. It takes a lot more, it takes a large toll to stay on that road. Pun intended. So hallelujah. That having been said, Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I just pray that your word finds root in good hearts, that you would anoint it to accomplish the task that you set forward for it to do. That it would take root, that it would grow, that it would bear fruit. And Abba, that you would receive all the esteem and all the kavod through it as your kingdom continues to grow. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah. Now, man, we're going to jump to a music break real quick, and then we will come back for some closing thoughts, if there are any, and we'll see where Yahweh takes it. Hallelujah. This is Skillet, Rebirthing.
Lie here, paralytic, inside this stone, dream.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you for joining us today on Praise, Pray, Decree, and Declare. To wrap this up, we're going to ask Marissa if she would be willing to come forward again and read John 17 for us. And we'll just put a kibosh with that chapter. It's been a great morning. I thank you for your time. I thank you for your patience. I hope you were baruched by it. Again, I'm Shaliah Scribe, and here is Marissa with John 17.
John 17, 13:28 in the HRV. Yeshua spoke these things and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you, as you gave to him authority over all flesh, so that to all which you gave to him, he may give to them everlasting life. And this is everlasting life, that they may know you, Elohim of truth and Messiah, Yeshua, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I finished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the existence of the world. I revealed your name to the men whom you gave to me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that everything you have given to me, I have given to them, and I received them. And they know that I have truly proceeded from your presence, and they believe that you have sent me. I pray concerning them. I do not pray concerning the world, but concerning the ones whom you gave to me, because they are yours. And all my things are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And no longer am I in the world, yet these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, those whom you gave to me, that they may be Ichad, as we are Ichad. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. I guarded those whom you gave to me, and not one of them was lost, except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to you, and I speak these things in the world, that they may have my joy being fulfilled in them. I have given them your word, and the world hated them because they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. And you have sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And I fear for their sakes. I sanctify myself so that they may also be sanctified by truth. And I do not pray concerning those only, but concerning those who will believe in me through their word, that all may be Ichad, as you are in me, Father, and I in you, that they also may be Ichad in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory which you have given me, that they may be Ichad as we are Ichad. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in one, and that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me. Father, those whom you have given to me, I desire that where I am, they may also be with me, that they might see my glory that you have given to me, because you loved me before the foundations of the world. Righteous Father, indeed, the world did not know you, but I knew you, and these have known that you sent me. And I made known your name and will make it known that the love which you loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. Appreciate that. Yami, would you like to pray us out this morning? And we'll take a short break. We'll be back at 12:37 for Hebrews News, a positive spin.
Pray us out? What do you mean, pray us out?
Uh-oh.
What time did you start?
We started at 9:37.
You started an hour early. Boy, oh boy. I'm going to put a schedule.yahweh.love and everything going on, yahweh.love, everything Love Ministries. And all you got to do is check the schedule every day and know the time, because you guys every day seem to get the times wrong. What's going on? Either you or Yami, neither one of you can seem to get this right. I don't know. It was 8:37 my time.
Oh, my.
So if it was 8:37 when I was in Arizona, and it's been that way for the last several weeks, then that would mean that it's 10:37 your time, wouldn't it?
It's because
we
both lame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I guess. Okay, so. Go ahead, Sam.
No problem. And as far as Hebrews News goes, you're going to have to go ahead and download a bunch of news stories, because I don't got nothing. I'm having some overcoming of some vehicular challenges here. We almost were just going to get it fixed, but we're working on nursing our way to Madison right now. So...
Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that? I mean,
you all right. Well, I was gonna go to a music break. I appreciate the correction. Glad you guys came on. I had not seen you come on yet in the app, so I wasn't sure what was going on. But hey, I started an hour early. Okay, so. Early's better than late, right?
Right.
All right. So this here is a Rise Up Lazarus by Kane.
Out of this tomb, buried underneath the lies that you believed, safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You tried to flee, and it's time to leave. Come on and rise up, take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave? Like Lazarus, you're brand new. Power death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave? Like Lazarus,
rise up.
Out from the grave, like Lazarus. When he said your name, the thing that filled your veins. More than blood, the kind of love that washes sin away. Now the door is open wide, and the stone's been rolled aside. The old is gone, the light has come, so come on and rise up. Take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? You're dark. He's given us new resurrected hearts. Oh, he's calling us to walk out of the dark. He's given us new resurrected hearts. Oh, come on and rise up. Take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? You're brand new. Power death couldn't hold you. Can't you
Well, hallelujah, we're back. And if Shaliach Rock has something on his heart that he wants to share, he is more than welcome to. So I'll call him back to the line, and maybe I can get some time to find some stories. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
All right, yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
All right, so we're just dealing with an obnoxious trucker who doesn't have the power to make it up a hill anyway, but yet he wants to think that he owns the road. Go back to China. All right, so yeah, we're having a real adventure here this morning. The vehicle challenges that seemed to kick in right before we got to the Branson just kind of left off where they were, so not exactly sure, but it definitely motivated us to open up some marketplace ministry, and that would lend to opportunities for guys that are coming out of prison or needing to learn skills and work with some elder ministry of helps kind of people that would be like mechanics and construction, et cetera. So, yeah. I just want to give a praise report on that, that, you know, it really has become more and more obvious to me that the problem that needs to be solved, and I think it can be a profitable situation because there's just really no competition in the marketplace. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. And, you know, Walmart, to stop there this morning to have the vehicle worked on, they got no certified technicians or anybody qualified to even do a tune-up on a vehicle. So, I mean, you can have your tires done, you can have your lube work done, you know, whatever, but nothing complex, you know. So the all-purpose mechanic that can fix just about anything and is able to do mobile work and just come right to where you are, it's a huge market, and I just want you guys to pray over that because I think I've got some mechanics that can help lead that, and it can be a real good area, you know, for us to work in. So another part of whatever, you know. So, and whatever's political is obviously spearheading us into the Hebrews news section. So I guess I just want to talk, you know, a little bit about vision today. You know, it says in Proverbs, the man without vision will perish. And it says in Acts 2, it says that Yahweh's going to give us dreams. He's going to give us vision if we're filled with his Ruach HaKodesh. And I think that we're in sin if he's given us this visionary life, this visionary mind, that we're in sin if we don't actually execute and we just ignore the dreams and the visions he's given us. He's probably giving us multi-million dollar opportunities that are sitting right in front of us, and we don't have the faith to step into those realms of opportunity that he lays before us. It just seems to be sinful, I guess, by the sin of omission. You know, just omitting this from your mind or from your realm of possibility. You know, when you get into the realm of possibility thinking and you start really allowing Abba Yah to speak to you and work through you, we've got to realize if we really truly are his hands and feet, then he's not only going to use our hands as elders, but he's going to use the hands and feet of others to get things done. It's not about what I can accomplish. It's what we as a body can accomplish in working together. And I still stand on the ultimate marketplace ministry situation I've ever found always comes back to the win-win-win-win, you know, where everybody wins, not even just a win-win like they used to say back in the old days, but the win-win-win-win-win where everybody's winning, you know. The supplier of a product is winning. The inventor of the product is winning. The leaders in distribution, the elders or the managers or the directors, you know, all of those that have leadership capabilities to lead teams to be able to distribute, those leaders win. For empowering those distributors to win. And it just really creates this incredible win for everybody. And of course, the customer, the most important person out of the whole win scenario, is getting something that is going to be benefiting their life. And right now, we could have used the benefit in Springfield, Missouri. We could have used the benefit of someone with the giftings and talents that I don't have to work on the car. I could have booked an appointment better than they had their appointment setting. So that's the solution that I want to bring to the table, is booking the appointments, being able to get all the mechanics working. And there's probably a bunch of them out there that the part that they hate the most is actually booking their appointments and talking to people on the phone and doing all that. All they really want to do is show up on the site and fix something. Most mechanics are not the most social people, from what I've found. They're definitely not very administrative. They're not very organized. It's not their area. So we would be a win in creating that opportunity, because we would be basically taking care of all the booking. And we already know this situation works because there are other apps that are doing that out there in a big, big way. Airbnb is a perfect example. You know, they came into all those people that had home places, you know, and they did the booking and made millions. I'm not sure how profitable Airbnb is, but I'm sure it's been a profitable venture for them. And so, yeah, there's so many possibilities with technology. And, you know, we've been on the cutting edge, hey, whatever, with ideas and visions, and some of those didn't get executed in time. And as a result, evil people prevailed, like Google. They prevailed because we didn't execute YouTube before they did. And I just don't want to let that continue to pass me by. And I want to step into the realm of possibility thinking and let Yah just lead the way. And I believe there will be a Baruch Atah, hallelujah. The Abrahamic Baruch is upon us. The Chodesh is upon us. So we just need to follow through, you know. And so I'm going to ask if we can have some blood poured over this. And I got a lot of counsel, you know, coming into Madison that I want to give Yami. This is probably going to be the strongest Yami trip I've ever taken. We thought the last one was in trying to teach her some things with technology, but what we're going to do this time is even going to be greater than any teaching that she's ever received, if she's willing to receive it. So I'm going to pray that she's going to be the good soil, and I'm going to pray that I can be the planter, and that I can plant some things in her that can grow, and Abba Yah can pour out all the fertilizer, water, and sunshine that it needs to make it all happen. So hallelujah. If we could have Scott Scott Pratt pray that in over Yami, unless he's working on that. You know what? I'm going to have Sam pray for Yami. I'm going to close up the windows here for a minute. It's going to get really hot in here then. And I'm going to have Sam pray over Yami that this is one of the most incredible new seasons of her life that she's entering into. Her husband's gone now, and she's got a a whole new position and a whole new lease on life. So in this new season, with the same reason, love, 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 yummy, yummy, going to bring it on in. Take it over, Sam. No, it's in the ceiling anyway.
Taking care of us and being in our midst today as we honor you with our time and our praises. And I thank you that we have this opportunity to visit our Mishpacha in Wisconsin.
We can barely hear you, Sam.
Yeah, talk this way. The speaker's up here.
All right, can you hear me now better?
That's a little
bit
better,
now?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so hallelujah. I just want to pray Baruch over this rest of this trip and our every relationship building opportunity that we have with the Mishpacha and in new relationships as well to the Jor Miracle, the entire.
Now she just spit it out all together.
Our sister, an elder, Yami, and I do pray that your will be done in this relationship, and whatever is to be taught, to be learned, will be come to fruition in a big way, and there will be overflow of prosperity in the businesses and in the relationship and in the ministries as we put forth our hand to the plow. And we pray for discernment in this area as well, and I thank you for this time together, and we trust and obey you, and I thank you for the vision of the man. And I pray that we can come into alignment with that and walk in complete faith, and not by sight, believing the Baruch you have for us. Hallelujah.
You can hear us anymore or not?
We can hear you a lot better than we can hear Sam. We're trying to grab as much as we can, so I'm not trying to override. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to jump to a music break real quick, and this rocket can come back in. This is Heal Our Land. So we'll be back in about 5.5 minutes. Hallelujah. You're listening to Love Live Rock Women Reality Radio. Praise, spread, decree, and declare.
wicked ways. Hear our heart, heal our land. For the glory of your name, for your greatness and your fame. Hear our heart, heal our land. With humble hearts we seek your face. Lord, we turn from our wicked.
Land. We're wondering if we got Rock and Sam back, if they have a better connection, or what's going on.
What did you want to know?
You guys were back.
Yeah, we're not able to do anything, Scribe. We're like really... I thought I announced that in the beginning. We're in a really struggling travel situation. Most ministers wouldn't even call in at all. So I just tried calling in to be as much as a part we could, and I claimed the vision scripture, and we tried praying, and then you guys couldn't hear her anyway. So, yeah, and we're like really, the motor's really hot, and I got the heat on to take some of that off, and we're dying in here right now. So,
all right. Well, yeah. Why don't we, Yami, if you're on, why don't we get together and just, corporately pray for Rock and Sand, for our overseers, for their travel situation, and maybe we can get that mobile messianic mechanic to visit again.
Ah, hallelujah.
What say you, Yami?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want to kick it off, and I'll follow up.
Okay, so Father, we thank you that everything is nothing is a mistake. Every experience we have, you will, if it's the devil trying to cause trouble, your purpose is to defeat him and put him in his place. And if you will have everything work out for good, because only Yah is good, and everything he has for Rock and Sand to experience right now will turn out for good. And none of us will ever be forsaken. because Yah never leaves us or forsakes us. And so shall we have the win. We are connected to the winner man. And Yeshua HaMashiach paid the price, and it's finished. He finished our win over the tactics of the devil. Thank you, Yah, that you give to us the proper insight for every situation. And thank you. You give us a double portion of joy, that though sorrow may come, joy comes in the morning. You've given to us double portion of joy. It's not that we are to wander through the wilderness of this world. It's that we are called to walk with you and to overcome and defeat the enemy, the land the enemy has robbed, because that's his nature. He continues to rob, kill, destroy. And we agree with our source of life, the creator of all things, who has the final word, a final authority, and he has given to us a portion of that authority. As we submit to him, we walk in his authority, and we are accomplishing the exploits for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Thank you that you allow us all to be in a place where we can be in looking on things and seeing the devil's work and canceling it, and hearing and seeing from you the truth and speaking that truth into existence. So that no matter what, we are champions, because we walk in the circle of championship. We are in one accord with our Yahweh, and the win is already happened. So as we hear from you, Yah, and do what you say, we shall see the goodness of Yah in the land of the living, and we shall watch the witnesses of 2 and 4 all your plans. Thank you. You called us to walk through it all with you from Alpha to Omega, because in you we are involved in the beginning and the end, because you spoke us into existence. You caused us to be being of honor so that your kingdom can come in this hour and your will can be done. So as we go forth in this day, we know that you are love, and whenever hate comes at us, it loses, because love overcomes a multitude of sins. Keep us now for your name's sake, and have there be a way made for Rock and Sand to venture through the land they have to, carrying your banner of love and healing people, doing good and healing people, just like Yeshua did. Amen.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. We appreciate it. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we just ask right now that whatever Shadaim, whatever gremlins, whatever imps, whatever the situation is, whatever forces that have been set in array against the travels of our overseers, Rock and Sand, yeah, that you would authorize warring angels, yeah, that you would authorize mechanical Malachim, sorry, I misspoke, that you would authorize Malachim to come in again and rescue the vehicle to get Rock and Sand where they need to be, and that you would present them with a mechanic that comes to them and asks them to take a look at their vehicle. That it would come up in conversation somehow in passing, Abiyah, that doors would open, that a relationship would be built, that a relationship would continue to overcome. And that the vision that Rock had about pre-booking mechanics, creating some sort of mobile mechanic situation, but that as that vision fleshes out, gets fatter, comes closer to fruition, that you would reveal it to us as to how it's supposed to work so that there could be rescue services out there, Abiyah. But yeah, right now we know that you have your hand on Rock and Sand. We know that they are walking in your authority and are submissive to you, and you said that you would not leave your children wanting for bread. Abba, I'm going to extrapolate on that and believe that you also meant that you would not see your children wanting for a donkey, wanting for a vehicle, wanting for a means of transportation, Abba, yeah. So, Abba, we right now stand in agreement, praying for a complete and total supernatural overhaul for whatever system it is that is not functioning the way it should. Yeah, that temperatures would go down in the engine, that oil pressures would go up to normal levels. Yeah, we know that if you can make a soldier's day who is being beset and criticized and persecuted for his faith when he's told by his commander and commanding officer to go move a vehicle, to go move a Jeep, and the kid is actually in tears because he's been so beset upon, and then when he goes over and he actually starts the Jeep and moves it and walks back to his company, and the company is completely dumbfounded all the way up to his commander-in-chief, or not to his commander-in-chief, but to the commanding officer. And the believer actually asks, well, why are you so stunned? And the commanding officer says, well, because we had the engine removed. Abba, we know that if you can perform miracles like that in certain situations, that you can most definitely allow for the correction of any challenge that Rock and Sandy's vehicle are having. So, Abba, yeah, we just call it into existence right now. We proclaim it. We know that you can do it. We know that you've done greater things than that. Abba, yeah, we just pray that our faith stands strong enough. And if this is a situation where we tell a mountain to move, that the mountain moves, we know that our mountain needs to get closer to us. So, Abba, we just pray that the doors continue to open, that the paths continue to be made straight, that the hills continue to be leveled for this mountain of a couple as they come forward to bring your word, to bring your good news, to bring your purposes to a lost and dying world. Abba, we just thank you for it, and we call it done and accomplished, all for your kavod, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And amen. Kurt, would you like to pray for Rock and Sam while we got it going on? Just bring the rain. I think we lost Kurt. All right. So, hallelujah. We are going to jump to another music break here real quick, and we will be back shortly. You are listening to Praise, Pray, Decree, and Declare, and this is Yeshua HaMashiach.
The room was filled with people who had come to hear him speak. A simple man with calloused hands and dust upon his feet. 12 men were gathered around him like they knew him as a friend. But I had never seen him though he said he'd always been. Unlike the other people I had only come to see, but when he spoke I noticed was staring into me. I whispered to a woman who was listening by my side, "Who is this man?" And these words she replied.
Well, hallelujah. Let me see where I'm at here. Praise Yah. Doing some other stuff. Well, I guess we can move into the Hebrew news situation that we got going on here. I was looking around, and apparently there was a Christian pastor that was ripped on by Ilhan Omar for singing worship and praise, worship songs on a plane. This article was written, it was published about 2 hours ago by John Brown. It says, Christian pastor ripped by Omar for singing on plane says his focus wasn't political. The article reads, the pastor of the Christian group that went viral when Rep. Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota, criticized them for singing worship songs on a plane ride back from helping Ukrainian refugees, said the controversy he sparked was unintentional. Jack Jens Jr., an Australian-born pastor whose Philadelphia-based Kingdom Realm Ministries joined other church groups earlier this month in offering humanitarian aid to Ukrainians, posted a TikTok video of the plane incident on April 9th. He told the Christian Post that he didn't mean to stir anything up or get entangled in politics. Omar tweeted out Jens's video a week later during Easter weekend, writing, I think my family and I should have a prayer session the next time I'm on a plane. How do you think it will end? Her comments sparked backlash from many Republicans who attacked her for what they suggested was anti-Christian bigotry. It was actually just a post to share with our friends and encourage our friends that have been following our journey, Jim said. When Omar posted that, I just looked at it and didn't really give it too much thought. I didn't really enter into any political debate, he continued. For us, we just came to share the love of God. We just came to reveal to people that Jesus loves them so much and that our focus, and that's our focus. Our focus wasn't the political agenda at all. Jens captioned his TikTok videos with worshiping Jesus 30,000 feet in the air, and we're taking this flight over for Jesus. Jens explained how the worship team obtained permission from both the host and the pilot, from the air host and the pilot, to sing their songs on the commercial flight out of Poland, and that they would not have done so without it. Jens also described the devastation he and his fellow Christians saw while they were ministering in Ukraine. I've never seen anything like this, he recounted. Walking down the lines, you have people throwing their children at you saying, please take them, and they're just filled with great fear. These people have driven days to get to the border. These people are leaving war-torn areas where they've seen their houses bombed. They've had to send their sons and fathers back in to fight the war. So it's just so devastating. Jen said this group met with criticism from some on local media after Omar singled them out, but he noted that he has seen religious displays on other flights he has been on. It happens quite often. I think that we just shook the ground a little bit because it was a worship song, so it's very out there in that sense. But I think that if you ask for permission and it's granted, and what you have to say is encouraging and uplifting and brings hope and light, sure, we live in a beautiful free country, and we're free to express what we believe and what we stand firm on in our hearts, and if that's bringing life, then so much the better. It didn't close that way. I closed it. But yeah, it's pretty pathetic when you can't even praise Yeshua without having to ask permission. Now again, it should be expected because of the days we're in. But at least we know who the adversary is. Okay, we knew that Ilhan Omar is not a beacon of morality. Her history speaks volumes. I mean, I believe this is the one that married her brother just to become an American citizen. The adversary, the enemy, is playing games in big ways that make our brothers and sisters, our adversaries. And while he deserves our hate, we cannot despise, we cannot hate, we shouldn't maintain ill thought against our neighbors. If anything, Abba Yah, we just pray that you would open Ilhan Omar's heart to a true and permanent conversion to the faith of Ibrahim, to the faith of her great, 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 great grandfather, with how many greats in there, I don't know. But she is an Ibrahim. She is a descendant of Abraham, in that she is Muslim, and that should have stayed with Ishmael, but somewhere it got twisted. Father, in this, we just pray that hearts are opened. We pray that minds are open. We pray that scales fall from people's eyes, and that they would see you, Yah, that they would see your son Yeshua for who you are. So, Abba, we just thank you for the fact that people are doing good in your name, and that we continue to exalt you for who you are. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah. And yamen. Let me see here. I don't know where else I can move this to. I don't have anything specific on Disney other than we're not supposed to take pleasure in other people's sufferings. But when people are playing games like Disney is, I think we can say hallelujah to the fact that the adversary is being dealt a severe blow, and that his games when it comes to corporate America is being revealed for what it truly is. And that is evil and hateful and confusing at its heart. And that was the original intent. When you sell out to a communist country for money, when you allow a communist country like China to buy a godless, a Elohimless, let's put it that way, an Elohimless communist country who has the full endorsement of communism and evolution and all the rest of it, when they start buying stuff up and things like Disney go sideways with it, then anything that happens to them, as far as I'm concerned, is a direct result of the Ruach HaKodesh displaying its power and shutting down these venues, because it's what Yah wants. Because Abba expects and demands and is able to maintain some level of righteousness and integrity. There is so much misfortune going on. There's so much ugliness going on out in the world these days. It is in the time of David, or in the time of Noah. Now, it is as though we are in the time of Noah. And the rain is going to start falling. We'll hear the trumpet again. Yah did say he wouldn't flood the world again by water. So our next step, if we don't figure out a way to curb these deceptions, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. So I just pray for Love Inc. I pray for the hearts and minds involved that we would continue to rise up and do the things that are needful in this time. So hallelujah. I just had an emergency come up. I am not sure what it is, so I have to apologize, but I'm going to put on a longer play recording at this point in time, and I'm going to end this recording now. So hallelujah, Baruch Atah. We will talk to you on the other side. probably 9:07 tonight for RIP 2.0 Rock Reflections with Mike and Spike. This is Schleyer Scribe. We are out for now.